I'd like now to welcome Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. She is a violin virtuoso. She's music director and concertmaster of New Century Chamber Orchestra. She has her own record label, NSS Music, and she will be playing with the Assad brothers, Sergio and Odair, the Brazilian guitar duo, on Thursday night at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center here in Santa Fe, sponsored by the Santa Fe Concert Association. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Nadja.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you. How did you first hook up with the Assad brothers and start playing with them?
It was about 13 or 15 years ago, something. I'm very bad with years, so I'm sorry if I don't remember exactly. But I had just signed a contract to record with Nonesuch, the label Nonesuch, and they were already recording for Nonesuch. And the label asked if there was any way that we could possibly put together a project in which the three of us would work. And we were sort of forced together at that time, and we met each other and we liked each other very much, but it was kind of, well, what do you want to do?
Right.
And Sergio's idea was to come up with this gypsy themed album for the three of us, and we went with that, and the album was really very successful, but even more so when we started touring that album to promote it. The trio became really something very unique and very special, and we've been playing ever since. And now I'm really, really thrilled that finally, because we've been asked throughout all these years, when is the next album coming out, that it is finally here. Origines is our second release, and it's on my label, so it's pretty personal for me.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. In fact, we're going to hear a track from it at the end of our conversation today.
Great.
So just staying with the gypsy music theme for a moment, and I know you and the Assads are doing a lot more than that right now, but Sergio arranged this music for two guitars, the two of them, and violin, you. Gypsy violin, it's such an amazing sound. As a classical violinist, do you have to learn to play differently, or does it become something else different in the arrangements that you are doing?
Well, it's both. You know, he is just extraordinary in that not only are his original compositions just amazing, but, you know, his arranging abilities are they're just mind-boggling. So for us, the sky's the limit as far as repertoire. That was our first project together, and I think he went with that because instrumentation-wise, it's either a really Baroque music or a gypsy-themed kind of music that would work for the two guitars and violin. and so that's how we started playing. And I had played gypsy-like music, even classical gypsy-like music. So it's basically a combination of how the arrangement is made and also the gamut of ability of the player to go from one genre of music to the other. And I had been doing that for quite some time. So for me, the challenge wasn't the gypsy kind of music. It was playing with these two guys that are one and
right.
Coming into that as an outsider.
I went last weekend to a guitar and violin concert, and it was interesting. The guitar, I mean, he's a wonderful guitarist, but he was more the accompaniment than the soloist. That isn't what you and the Assads do. How do you balance these very different instruments so that they are equal in a concert?
Well, you're right. It isn't at all what we do. The three of us, each of us, have very, very sophisticated parts. But to generalize, I would say that Sergio is he writes a certain way for himself, which, if you were going to call it, it's not accompaniment, but he is the backbone of the song or the piece, and then he writes the flourishes and much of the upper line for his brother. For Odair. Now, when he writes for us, then it becomes me and Odair who are in unison very, very often. And again, Sergio is the base to all of that. So that is a formula that he has used, and that's worked phenomenally well for us, because Odair is probably, I mean, he's arguably the greatest player of the instrument that's alive. So, you know, Sergio, he writes this way for his brother, which no other guitarist can possibly play this stuff. And then Odair and I work really, really super well together with that top line.
So you hooked up, you found that you, I mean, it's such an interesting story that Nonesuch said, hey, can you play together? And not only did you like each other, but you really found that you had very good musical chemistry together. You're all such busy musicians. Do you find the time still to work together, to rehearse, to work up new material?
It's difficult. You know, every time we play, you're right. I mean, I live in New York City and travel all the time. Sergio lives in Chicago and now in San Francisco. And Odair lives in Brussels. So, and we're constantly traveling and doing our thing. So it's difficult, absolutely. But we now, at this point, because we're playing together for so long, and we really are one, the three of us. You know, if we have a tour coming like this one that we're doing right now, and Sergio would like to play some new material, he basically just emails me or faxes the music that he writes in, you know, at gates and airports and things like that. And
heavens.
And I get the parts and I learn them wherever I can. And we literally rehearse in hotel rooms. And that's how, you know, it's difficult for us. But because we are such an established and a trio for so many years, we have acclimated to this schedule. But I will say that one of the most special things about the concerto that that I just released, Origenis, is that we did take the time to learn this piece in Brazil. We all went there. It was holiday times, and the Assads always go there to be with their family. So I just went to Brazil to be with them and to have a solid 10 days of working on this piece and putting it together. It's a huge work. I mean, it's a concerto. So that was the most relaxed and lovely atmosphere for learning learning the repertoire that we've ever had. And that was really very, very special. But most of the time, we're rehearsing in hotel rooms.
Will we be hearing any of that concerto at the concert here in Santa Fe?
No, you won't, because that's with the orchestra. But there is that's only half of the album. The other half of the album is our solo stuff, and you will be hearing a lot from that. Yes, absolutely, but not the concerto.
So you started your record label, NSS Music, several years ago, and the name of this new disc with the Assads, it was recorded some time back, but Origenis Live from Brazil. Why did you start your own record label?
Because the record industry died. Really, to be perfectly blunt, it was just especially classically, and even now, you know, all forms of the recording industry are just scrambling to try to figure out what to do. It was a difficult time for those of us who had made albums on a regular basis. I also became very interested and really concerned with control of these babies, really, that an artist leaves behind. Control of the albums that I make, control over the repertoire, control of what happens to these albums. Seeing a lot of the music that I had recorded earlier in my life being put into compilation CDs that were, quite frankly, embarrassing, and having no control over that. So a combination of all these things, and at the time, it became very clear that individual artists could do this. And so I thought I would try. And as in anything that I try, I just dove into it 100%. And it turned out to be very, very gratifying. It's extremely time-consuming, but it is very gratifying, and it has been a great success, because Origenis is the 7th release, and I have the 8th with my orchestra coming up in 2 months. So I'm really cranking them out, and I'm very proud. And it is something that I tried and I succeeded at, and I'm really, really pleased about this.
I don't know how you do all the things you do. You're also a musical director of the New Century Chamber Orchestra, and you are playing and leading at the same time. Along with everything, how do you do that?
I have no idea how I do everything that I do right now. I have to be honest with you. I look back. I'm coming to the end of this season. This is my first season with my new orchestra. And at the end of May will be the end of our first season together. And I can't believe I got through this year being a soloist, being a record label owner, having a life, and being a music director, because it goes way beyond what I do with them musically. A music director is a full-time business position. And so the work never, never stops for me. But musically speaking, they are me. They just it's like having 17 Nadjas on stage. They are, it's a very special group, and I adore them, and I am committed to this orchestra and to doing everything I can with this group. And the challenge for me musically is that there is so much repertoire to learn, as opposed to when I walk on stage and play a concerto with an orchestra as a guest artist, and I'm there and there's 30 minutes and I'm off stage. And now I have to lead the entirety of the concert, but not only that, but I have to have all that music memorized in my head, everybody's part memorized in my head, because I'm not just conducting it, I'm playing the first violin part as well. So as I'm looking at the first violin part music, I have the entire score in my head because I have to lead it at the same time. So this has been really, again, challenging, but extremely gratifying musically.
We're talking to Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. So this Thursday at the Lenzik, tomorrow night, you will be playing with Sergio and Odair Assad. You will be doing a wide-ranging program from the Bach E major violin sonata to music of Astor Piazzolla and songs of Charlie Chaplin. Mm-hmm. It must be really fun to play so many different kinds of music together.
It is incredible, and that's what, as I said earlier, because Sergio's arrangements are just spectacular, there is nothing that we cannot play. I mean, you're just never going to go to a concert where you're going to hear Bach, Debussy, Chaplin, Bartok, Piazzolla. It's just not going to happen. You know, so we can play all of that. And just basically for us, just finding the right place in the program to put this music. And, you know, our programs are very unique, and it's a very special event because they're very personal. I speak to the audience a lot. And this kind of came from long ago when we first went on tour after our first album. The record label sent us on tour, but it was a pub tour, a jazz club and pub tour. So that was the first time I ever played in jazz clubs, and you're talking about, you know, 150 people, maybe 200 people, and they're drinking and they're smoking, and they don't have any kind of programs. So I had to announce what we were playing, and that's how the whole genesis of me speaking to the audience when I'm playing with the Assads started. And since then, it really became very clear that the audience just loves it, and it brings everybody in. And even if we're playing in a 3,000-seat theater, by my speaking to the audience as often as I do in the performance, it just feels very, very intimate. So it's a very unique and very often comical evening.
Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg, thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll see you on Thursday night.
Okay.
Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg is a violinist, music director, and concertmaster of the New Century Chamber Orchestra. She is the director of the record label NSS Music, and she and the Assad brothers, Sergio and Odair Assad, will be playing on Thursday night at the Lenzik Performing Arts Center at 7:30, sponsored by the Santa Fe Concert Association. And we're going to hear now a track from their latest disc, Origines, live from Brazil. Thank you.